And on the line is the Bishop of Dunedin, Stephen Benford. Morena.
Maria Kim, Morena Kiora, how are you?
I'm well. How did you get the news this morning?
I had a phone call from one of my colleagues just letting me know there'd been a fire. And
at what time?
A phone call came about 4:30.
Right. So that would have been a shock to your system. Did you race down there?
Didn't race down there then because I thought you don't need extra people when there's disasters like this happening. But I've been down since really just to support the Dean, Father Tony Curtis, and some of the people around there. First thing is just how impressive the fire service are. I just want to publicly thank them for all that they've done for the cathedral.
Yeah, it's ongoing. They're still up there on the roof trying to figure out whether it's entirely out.
Well, I've been allowed in, so I hope there's a degree of safety, but it's a pervasive smell of smoke, and it's just looking at the water damage and just that sense of, well, the church is clearly the people, but these buildings are really important to us, and it's just how that we deal with them and how we allow them to look after us as we look after them.
Yes, how long do you think it'll take to clean up? I mean, assuming that all is the best outcome and the fire is completely out, looking at that water damage, what do you think?
There's going to be a lot of clearing up to do, and then there's going to need to be some temporary repairs on the roof. I really don't want to guess, so I'm optimistic structurally we'll be able to hold services there fairly soon, and obviously I'd want to work with Father Tony on that to facilitate that, providing we can keep safe.
I'm guessing that you don't want to speculate on the cause of the fire?
No, that's really not my department at all. We live with what is there. It's part of who we are. We live around what's happened, and we deal with it and we move on.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you. Best of luck. Stephen Benford is the Bishop of Dunedin.